Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our Alan Shar Talk this morning. We'll start with good morning, Alan.
And good morning to you, David. Nice to see you. Always wonderful after a fun drive. You have that good feeling.
Feeling rejuvenated, for sure. We take that energy and we go forward with the news of the day, Alan. The Senate leaders have disregarded President Trump's threats to shut down the government, reaching a two-year deal, which included 8 hours in defense of Dreamers by Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi, of course, broke a record. The leaders apparently have the ability to take time in the House of Representatives, which is always very strictly controlled. The Rules Committee say you can talk for so long, you can't bring up amendments. But if you're a leader, you're allowed to stand up there and speak as long as you want. She did it, and her whole point was to make it clear that the Democratic Party, particularly in the House, is all for the Dreamers. It's very popular with most Americans. They don't think Dreamers should be sent back. Trump keeps saying he's for it also, but on the other hand, he won't make the deal. McConnell says he's open to the Senate having a full debate on this. Ryan has not said that yet in the House, and it's going to be anybody's guess as to whether or not they will finally resolve this thing.
The president, reacting to the issue of the falling stock market, which we talked about yesterday, said, well, that's a big mistake. You know, when the economy is doing well like it is now, investors don't like that.
Well, look, the Obama people said we were well on the way to doing this. He shouldn't be taking credit for it. But he was. He was taking credit for it every time he opened his mouth. And there's no question to me that when you take this away from him, it's one less thing on his laundry list that he can brag about. And it is scary. The fluctuation in the market for all those people who have investments, number one, or are on pensions. And so when your stock market goes down and what you have in your account goes down, it could be scary, especially if you're going to retire.
We're about to witness the spectacle of the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, Alan. And of course, that's amid somewhat salty relations with North Korea.
So you got Pence out there talking the war talk, basically the hard line. And he's not wrong about some of the things he says. Look, North Korea is the place where people are subjugated to terrible militarism and the rest. On the other hand, they've got nuclear weapons now. And we're living with a lot of other people who have nuclear weapons. And sooner or later, truth will out. It did with the Soviets. Now, of course, you have Putin. Russia is not the same Soviet Union it once was. We lived through all of that. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to invade? I hope not.
Alan, there is a, how do we put this? Signs everywhere. There's signs blocking up the scenery, maybe causing fines. The governor of New York put up some I love New York signs. That's against the federal rules. Now he's getting pushback.
Look, too many signs are not good. They're distracting. Lady Bird Johnson, way back when, led a campaign to get those big signs off the highways and was much improved. But Andrew Cuomo has many other things to worry about right now. He's got Joe Prococo on trial, accused of grafting. And he's got another Cuomo friend, Todd Howe, being the chief accuser. I have my doubts. And for example, low pay versus no pay. You get somebody a no pay job, that's clearly a way of getting somebody a reward. But if it's a low pay job, that's a different story. Look, we have the McConnell decision, and there is a whole question for so many people as to whether or not any politician is ever going to get convicted, and then that conviction will be sustained. We see the Silva retrial and on and on. I have a feeling when the smoke clears on all of this, it may be that the guy who pled guilty goes to jail, but maybe not the others.
Now a sixth candidate in a bid for the 19th congressional district seat. That's Republican John Faso's seat right now. Alan, the actress Diane Neal, formerly long-running stint on NBC's Law & Order Special Victims Unit and a recurring role on CBS's NCIS, is going to run.
She's a very talented actress, and I have a very vivid picture in my mind of what she looks like. She has something that the last person who ran against Faso didn't have. She's an actress, so if she memorizes some good lines, she's going to be able to get up there and sound very good. Ms. Teachout, who was a very talented woman and a lawyer, got basically hurt by the fact that she couldn't debate well with Faso. And, of course, there have been a lot of people waiting for a long time for a substantial candidate to come along. There's some very promising young people and older people, but they don't have the name that could take on a Faso. I have a feeling Diane Neal will be somebody who will be a substantial opponent for John Faso.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Always great to talk with you, Alan.
And you, David.